Annex B, Estimative Language. Estimative language consists of two elements: judgments about the likelihood of developments or events occurring, and levels of confidence in the sources and analytic reasoning supporting the judgments. Judgments are not intended to imply that we have proof that shows something to be a fact. Assessments are based on collected information, which is often incomplete or fragmentary, as well as logic, argumentation, and precedents. Judgments of likelihood. The chart below approximates how judgments of likelihood correlate with percentages. Unless otherwise stated, the intelligence community judgments are not derived via statistical analysis. Phrases such as, quote, "we judge," end quote, and, quote, "we assess," end quote, and terms such as probable and likely convey analytical assessments. And there is a chart here of a bar that the previous paragraph describes. This is followed by a small section that says as follows: confidence in the sources supporting judgments. Confidence levels provide assessments of the quality and quantity of the source information that supports judgments. Consequently, we ascribe high, moderate, or low levels of confidence to assessments. Bullet point. High confidence generally indicates that judgments are based on high-quality information from multiple sources. High confidence in a judgment does not imply that the assessment is a fact or a certainty. Such judgments might be wrong. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. Moderate confidence generally means that the information is credibly sourced and plausible, but not of sufficient quality or corroborated sufficiently to warrant a higher level of confidence. End of bullet. Last bullet point. Low confidence generally means that the information's credibility and/or plausibility is uncertain, that the information is too fragmented or poorly corroborated to make solid analytic inferences, or that reliability of the sources is questionable. End of bullet point. End of the report. On the last page of the report, and at the top of every page of the report, is again the statement: this report is a declassified version of a highly classified assessment. Its conclusions are identical to those in the highly classified assessment, but this version does not include the full supporting information on key elements of the influence campaign. Thank you for listening.